This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Fabulous producer Rob Center took fabulous care of us Friday. I was not here, but he made sure that Chad Hirschberg got the sunrise on the radio and Steve Kushaloff and Ben Reichle and did the archive. So we very, very much appreciate our great producer Rob Center. In the studio with us now is a candidate for magisterial district judge in Union County. Hopes to serve the people in East Buffalo Township, Lewisburg, and Kelly Township. Those are the three, right? Okay. I'm learning as we go here, but fortunately, I got Ed Zitch to help us. He is a cross-filed candidate for magisterial district judge in Lewisburg. He hopes to be the next magistrate in the courtroom currently occupied by Leo Armbruster. And after three decades, Leo is really retiring?
So I understand.
Okay. Now, this is about, well, in previous years, Leo said he was going to retire, but then he thought better of it and stayed in the office. So that's why I make that particular comment. Okay. So one of the replacements could be Ed Zitch. Tell us about your background. Introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Thank you, Mark, and good morning to you and to everyone else. Ed Zitch, I practiced law for 29 years, 22 of those years here in the Susquehanna Valley at the Geisinger organization. The last 12 of those years, I was the Associate Chief Legal Officer, which was the second most senior attorney in the organization. I had a lot of responsibility. During the period of time I was at Geisinger, I loved the community and loved the educational process. So I ran for and was elected to the Lewisburg Area School Board. I served 10 years. 8 of those years, I was the VP for the school board, during which time we brought technology, integrated into the classroom, and we designed and built the new high school out there on Newman Road.
Okay, so those are some of the things that you have done. You left Geisinger to do what? 20 years, you could retire. Some folks do that.
Some folks do, yeah. After 22 years there, I decided I should try a few different things. And among the things that I did do, I was hired by the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, to do all the legal work to open their new medical school. And medical schools come along so infrequently. The work was really interesting. There was lots of it, but so I was in Las Vegas for about a year and then came back east, and that was sort of the time for me to kind of call it retirement. But obviously that didn't stick too well, as you probably know.
Well, yeah, magistrates, you'll throw yourself into this. I mean, Leo's there every day. I'm going to call it a full-time job, I guess, in some sort of a technical sense. It might not be.
Well, technically, I've been devoted to my jobs, and I really like the ones that I've had. You know, some of the other candidates have private law firms that they'll continue to run and perhaps not devote as many hours to the job as I would. I have nothing else that I want to do. I do want this job. I don't have to have a job. So with, you know, the 29 years of legal experience and the time I've devoted to the community, I really wanted to have the opportunity to at least maintain, if not improve, the quality of life we have in our area. And I think that this gives me the opportunity to continue doing that. Right now, I'm volunteering with the Area Agency on Aging and the Green Dragon Foundation. So I'm still helping kids and helping our seniors through the AAA, a great organization. So I'm still volunteering for the community, trying to offer my help and services to those folks who need it.
How are you campaigning? We hear a lot about your campaign, lots of signage, lots of ads. You've been in the, I read your ad in the press, or not an ad, your announcement in the Press Enterprise, so you reached over to there. Explain what you've done to get the word out.
Well, people may know me from the school board, but I was concerned that with some of the other candidates having name recognition, that I really needed to get, you know, out there and, you know, put up some signs. And more importantly, I really wanted to talk to the voters and began to go door to door to talk to the individuals, to tell them what I want to bring to the position, how I hope to expand it, and really what I want to do for the community. And I've met some really wonderful people. And it's been enjoyable. It's a lot of work, you know, 400 plus doors to knock on, but the people are terrific, and I think that it speaks to the character of our community, and I would like to keep that, help it, and move it forward.
All right. Let's talk about what you can and can't talk about. You can't talk about specific cases.
Correct. I cannot.
So there's no pending case, no actual legal maneuverings that are underway now that we can talk about.
Correct. Right? Mm-hmm.
But you can talk about what happens when certain kinds of cases come to your desk. We were discussing ahead of time, you said the 18-year-old drinking at a pool party is handled differently than maybe a serial retail theft individual from a local department store or something?
Exactly right, Mark. I think that, at least as I've gotten older, I can put things into perspective. There's a level of maturity that creeps into your life as you get older, and I now can see the perspective where, you know, if you're a kid, 18, and you're drinking at a pool party and you get yourself into trouble, you know, you really don't, you want to give the kid a chance. You know, don't ruin their lives because they made a stupid mistake. And really, it's the same for adults as well. If you had one too many glasses of wine and were driving home and it's not a repetitive kind of thing, then, you know, let's not ruin somebody's life. On the other hand, if you are a criminal, a repeater, we need to send a message that, you know, folks in the community, we're just not going to tolerate that. So I think that we need to be strictly interpreting the code, conservatively applying those tools that we have to send the message out that we're not going to tolerate an increase in crime in our community.
Somebody may say you don't have the sort of the police-oriented background that maybe Leo had before he was a magistrate, or other magistrates might bring to the table.
I support our law enforcement folks. I think they are a terrific, professional group of people who deal with the public under extreme circumstances. And I think they do a good job and need the support. So, you know, exclusive of the fact that I may or may not have had, you know, a criminal experience background, you know, I believe in our law enforcement folks, and I think that they should be supported.
You've been in magistrates' courtrooms at times,
sure,
in your,
yeah,
career?
The firms in Philadelphia start their first-year associates with the magistrate's work, and I started off doing dog bites and veterinary cases, cleaners cases, and, you know, sort of that stuff in the magistrate courts in the counties around Philadelphia, as well as the Court of Common Pleas, and then I was graduated to do major trial work down in Philadelphia, and then when I came to Geisinger.
Okay, so you do have some experience in various courtrooms up and down the state. What about up at the Superior Court or Supreme Court? We'd find your name on some of their dockets in the,
sure,
past.
Sure. While I was at Geisinger in particular, excuse me, we did all of our own briefing and appellate argument. So I was in the Superior Court frequently, with trial work that I'd done. And I was at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court during a period of time when the Highmark UPMC matter was ongoing and up at their level. So, yeah, I've been around.
Well, that case is done now? I keep seeing it pop up on the state wire.
It's never done.
It's not done.
It's
okay.
Not done.
I wonder what if that's the, then that's the same case, right?
It is. The,
okay.
Different variations of the same case, yeah.
Okay. You're robe ready. Let's put it that way. You don't need to take any tests, or you don't have to study.
Nope. It is... you don't need a law license to become a district judge. However, if you apply for and are elected and without a law license, you do have to take the state's mandated educational component. Excuse me. And while I do have a law license, listen, I'll take any education anybody wants to give me. And if I'm elected, I will take what they offer. And hopefully it'd be kind of embarrassing if I didn't do very well, but hopefully I'll do well and pass that test.
Can you shadow a magistrate?
Sure, yeah. I'm down at the courtroom all the time and, you know, talking with Leo and his staff, and a terrific group of people.
So you're monitoring the goings on there to see the flow in case, I guess, as a reminder of what's happening there?
Absolutely.
You do
I think it's
there.
I think it's imperative that I continue, if I'm elected, Leo's decision-making process And I don't think the community is going to welcome a drastic change in circumstances with what they've already known for so many years. So if changes happen, they've got to be slowly and really vetted well. I think that, you know, continuing what has been a positive and functional court is important for the community.
And you'll also work in the community afterward. People won't just go in front of you. They'll see you elsewhere.
Well, I have a lot of different kinds of skills, mediation skills, arbitration skills, and that sort of thing. I believe that the district judge is a community-based position. It's a community-based individual. I'd love to get out, talk about what I'm doing, talk about the judiciary, talk to groups, and continue interacting with communities so they understand what they're seeing and what's happening when they do come, if they have to the court.
And you'll talk to young people if necessary?
Absolutely.
School DARE programs used to exist?
Absolutely. During the 10 years on the Lewisburg Area School Board, our DARE program was developed and community resources officers were developed. Had a lot of interaction with the kids and the schools and the teachers. And I'd like to continue doing that work.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time, but I'll give you an opportunity for an additional remark, a closing comment, if you please. Do your closing arguments.
My closing argument, yeah. It's, I think that what we need in the courts is fairness, honesty, hard work, devotion to that position. And I think that I'm running for this position for the right reasons. I'm not running away from anything. I don't have to have this. I want this. And I'll devote my time to it. And that's really what I would like to do.
Where can folks get more information? I know Facebook, you have a presence there. How else?
I have a website, which is, if I can read this, on Facebook, Ed Zitch for Judge. And Ed Zitch Elect on the web.
You got to spell it right. Z-Y-C-H.
That is it, sir.
We sell that in the ballot a lot of times for Lewisburg School Board.
Yes.
I guarantee I did not say it correctly, so apologies there.
You would not be the first one.
Okay, but Ed Zitch, Z-Y-C-H. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the opportunity.